station that brings you more experts during football season than 560 QAM.
The Mark Hockman Show.
You guys gotta do something. There's this guy, Nasty Nate, who's after my cocktail fruit, and everyone here likes fresh fish.
With Zach Krantz.
And then the Squirrel Master came out of left field and told me I'm his bitch, and help.
On 560 QAM.
Ah, is this Trick Daddy? A little throwback Thursday with Trick. Is this considered a throwback already?
Oh, anything man. Over 10 years is a throwback. Wow.
So how old is this song? This has got to be, let me guess. Hold on, let me think. I'm going to say, I feel like this, I guess 03. It's probably like 11 years old.
I believe this song came out when I was a freshman in college. So let's go with fall of 2000-ish.
Really? I feel like it was... was after that. But it really doesn't matter because anytime you're in South Florida and you can play T Double D.
That's right.
Because he loved the kids.
Okay.
What the hell am I doing? Mike Wallace is an NBA expert, according to ESPN. Is that correct, Mike?
Nah, not hardly. I'm just a hack talking to hot. That's all I am.
No, you're a hack talking to a hack.
And Zach.
Mike Wallace is another one of these guys that's a legit journalist, and I had a journalistic escapade a couple days ago, which I don't want to rehash, but certainly no journalist would have been proud of me. I wasn't proud of me, but regardless,
I was proud of you.
We move on. Mike Wallace is here with us on 560 QAM. So we had, Mike, we had Ira Winderman on the show with us yesterday, and he was on his way to the Heat game, and he said, you know, I feel like the Heat. I said, describe the Heat in one word, and he said teetering. And I was really surprised by that, and I pressed him on a little bit. I was like, teetering, really? And he's like, yeah, you know, you're at this point, and this was before the game last night, you're at right. this point where you don't want them to fall out of being – you know, a potential 3, 4, 5 seed into, well, they look like they're going to be a 7 or 8 seed. And I didn't feel like they were at that point. And then I watched the game last night. Right. And now I kind of feel like, yeah, maybe teetering is not a bad description of where the Heat are. Would you say that they're teetering?
I would say teetering simply because they're a 500 basketball team right now headed west for the next 5 games. I mean, Milwaukee's not in the west, but Milwaukee's already beaten them. So it's one of those situations where they're a team that, you know, you don't go west to sort of find yourself. You go west to sort of survive what's coming and, you know, find a way to survive what's coming. And this team could be, you know, very well under 500 when they come back December 14th to play Chicago. So, I mean, it's on the verge of being really, really ugly right now. But at the end of the day, I mean, these guys are – it's not – you have to temper your expectations and sort of reassign them because what you expected from the last 4 seasons is totally different from what you should expect this season. This team is in a rebuilding mode regardless of whether they want to admit it or not.
Well, that's right. They will not admit that.
Retooling,
yeah.
But
is this because of the talent that they've assembled or is this because of injuries?
I think it's because of both. I mean, when you're committed to playing, you know, when you're committed to playing a rookie point guard, you know, and then another rookie, you know, 2 rookies in your 8-man rotation, you know, that says that you need patience. When the injuries come in and it seems like, you know, they played 18 games now and they've started 6 different starting lineups. I mean, what does that tell you right there? I mean, that's another problem when every other game almost you're playing a different starting lineup. I mean, that's a problem with continuity. So Josh McRoberts and Luol Deng, your 2 biggest free agent acquisitions, only got together to start in the game for the first time last night.
Right.
And it didn't even last the first half. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So that's a problem. And I think, you know, the continuity, the youth, and just the fact that they're not as good of a team as they were last year, which is understandable, are all factors in sort of this 9-9 start.
Chris Bosh, better or worse than he needs to be at this point for this particular Heat team?
I think he's
I didn't even give you the option of or right on track. Like I said, better or worse. I guess he could also be right on where he needs to be.
Yeah, I think his numbers are fine. I mean, if he's 21 and 10, 21-11, you know, would you like to see that get up to 25, 26, and 12? Yes, but I think he can get there. I mean, I think he still has some room to grow, but I don't mind his contributions. I would like to see him be a little bit more dominant and assertive in games and sort of be that MVP. And I said this at the beginning of the season. He can't just be All-Star Chris Bosh. He has to be All-NBA Chris Bosh in order for him to do that. He needs to put up Blake Griffin-type numbers on this team in order to do that. He doesn't have to do it the way Blake does it, but he still needs to be a dominant, impactful player in every phase of the game. He wants to play offense really well. He doesn't seem to want to play defense all that great. So, and I think
that seems to be a whole team issue, doesn't it?
Right. It starts with him, and it trickles down from there.
Dwayne Wade, better or worse than he needs to be right now, or too hard to tell because he's missed too many games?
I think it's worse than he needs to be because he's missed too many games. So
right.
I'm agreeing with you there. You can't have 18 games and you know, Dwayne missed seven of them. That's not a track that, you know, you don't want that percentage in terms of how that's going to play out over the course of the season. Now, having said that, you know, Dwayne had a great game last night. Chris Bosh's numbers were respectable, and Mario Chalmers had a points and assist double-double. And they still didn't have enough because it wasn't about offense. It was about defense and being lazy and not really, you know, when you have Sean Williams out there having to play defense and Josh McRoberts and guys like that, I mean, Dwayne isn't the strongest defender anymore. And I think pretty soon people are going to start isolating on how Dwayne defends, and it's going to become a real, real big issue, sort of the way they did James Harden last year. And Dwayne has to turn that part of it around as well.
Mike Wallace from ESPN is with us here. So is this really kind of like this five-game road trip that heads out west, again, stopping in Milwaukee tomorrow night, but is this five-game road trip potentially the beginning of what could be disaster?
I don't want to say disaster, but it is the beginning, and I'm writing this for tomorrow as well. By the time they come back from this road trip, Pat Riley's going to have to make some tough decisions. He usually tends to give a team 20 to 25 games before he figures out what he needs to do from a management standpoint in terms of making roster changes. By the time they come back, they will be right on that December 15th deadline in which players who were signed to deals this offseason can be traded. So that basically includes everybody on the Heat's roster because all of those guys, with the exception of Norris Cole, who's already trade eligible, will become trade eligible by December 15th. So, you know, when you look at a week from now, I mean, if this team isn't, you know, if they're, you know, 3-4 games under 500 and they're not defending and they're going out west and, you know, they end that trip in Denver or Utah where they can have a bad game, Pat Riley's really going to have to put some of these guys on the clock and really have to make a decision.
Do you think, Mike, that Pat Riley would pull the trigger when it comes to one of their big names? You know, if it means bringing in some youth and maybe getting better for next year, when I mean big names, Bosh or Wade?
No, that's not going to happen. He's not going to trade Bosh or Wade. He's not. I mean, but will he have to reconsider, you know, some other guys? I mean, you look at Luol Deng right now. His trade value is not going to be that great because he's hurt. I mean, you know, he's a guy that, you know, for the whole year, he's been dealing with one injury or another. He's played with three different teams in the calendar year. How much are you going to get in value for him? How much are you going to get for Norris Cole? I mean, he's only making $2 million. So that's the other part of it. I mean, realistically, what are you going to trade for and how much in value can you get in return? You're not going to want to part with one of your young assets like a Shabazz, you know, or a James Ennis because, I mean, James is not going to draw you back much. Maybe Shabazz, but again, Riley's going to have to do something to shake up this roster because the thing that he promised coming into this season was that, yeah, LeBron moved on. They're not going to be the same team. But this is still going to be one of the teams that's capable of doing damage in the East. And right now, they're not doing damage in the East when they're 9-9 and have yet to go out West.
Before the season started, I sat here and said the Heat are probably the 3, the 4, or at worst, the 5 seed in the East when it's all said and done. Am I wrong now by thinking that when there's 5 or 6 games left in the season, they're going to be fighting for 7 or 8?
I agree with you because I said that they have the potential to be, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5, well, really 4 or 5, somewhere around there because, you know, I felt like, you know, obviously Cleveland and Chicago were the top two. Toronto's proven that they're a top three team. And I think Washington, if they can stay healthy, are going to be 4. And then after that, you know, you have Miami, you have Atlanta, you know, Charlotte is not looking, you know, well at all.
Yeah, what
right
happened
now
with Charlotte?
Yeah, just the whole, I mean, the injuries, Lance not being a good fit. Them losing Josh McRoberts, I think, really, really hurt them because they don't have any continuity there. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is hurt as well. So that was the perfect segue. Man, I don't know how we went from talking to the Heat to the Bob to the Hornets. But that was pretty smooth, Zach. I like that.
Listen, I'm a professional, Mike. Come on.
Let's segue into 76ers talk. They've started a win streak.
Yeah, that's true. But that tells you we've named, what, 3 or 4 teams right now, and all of them have issues. So the Heat's issues aren't just their own thing. I mean, it's every team can get into it and out of it quickly. So I still think there'll be a 4 or 5 seed before it's all said and done.
Is there anything where you would look at the Heat and go, this can be fixed this way, or is it just injuries, or is it just D up?
You know, I would like to say it's as simple as just D'ing up, but you don't have the DNA to D up. I mean, yeah, Dwayne is there, Chris Bosh is there, But, you know, Dwayne's defense has slipped. I mean, there's no – I mean, as much as people love Dwayne, I mean, and he's been a professional and he's been great for the franchise, but he's not as committed on that side of the floor as he's been in the past. Chris Bosh has never been a lockdown defender at his position. He's been a good team defender. But they don't – I mean, when you're relying on Sean Williams and a Luol Deng who can't get healthy and a Chris Berman Anderson who's not even on the court, those guys aren't there. And I think if they get healthy, that's one thing. But one thing you can't bank on with this team is that they're always in one phase of another of an injury disaster. And that's the thing that's most concerning about this team is that they just can't get everybody together the way they need to. And they have very little margin for error this year because LeBron isn't here to clean up all of those holes.
Now, and I look at this team, and when I look at Mario Chalmers, I feel like they're a better team when he starts and he's in the game. I know that it kind of looked like in the beginning of the season that they were showcasing Norris just to see if maybe he could become that guy or at least by the trade deadline be the guy that they can move. But they're a better team when Chalmers is starting, I think.
I think so, too. But I also think Mario is better when, you know, when Dwayne is not in the game, too, and he could just sort of take over. But you need both of those guys to be able to play well off of one another. And we saw a little bit of it, you know, yesterday offensively. But, again, Jeff Teague got into the lane anytime he wanted to. You know, it was almost like, you know, Miami couldn't take away anything. You know, the Hawks don't really drive to the basket, but they got everything they wanted in the paint, and they got everything they wanted at the three-point line. So if you're not taking away anything, you know, what are you doing? As Bosh said, they took 8 steps back yesterday, and they're not kidding anyone. They're not going to win a lot of games if they can score 100 points and still lose. So, you know, that's a problem that this team has to fix. And I don't know if it's the roster or whether it's the injuries, but regardless, I mean, being 9-9 is good enough in the East. But again, that's before you factor in that they hadn't played some of the top teams out West yet. And it could get ugly before it gets better, but I still think this team will find its ground at some point.
Yeah, there was no Heat fan last night that felt good about that game.
No, not versus the Hawks. Come on.
There were a lot of things wrong with that game. Hey, as we let you go, Mike, so I come into work today, and, you know, Channing Crowder's on before us, and I'm wearing a Champion shirt, like, you know, Champion apparel. And
right.
Crowder's making relentless fun of me today, you know, that Champion was never cool. It's certainly not cool now. They've never had a name attached to them like Nike or Adidas or Reebok or even British Knights back in the day, which I used to own and wear proudly. Champion, my Champion apparel, not cool, Mike?
I think it's cool, man. I think it's cool. Hey, look, we all have to shop at Ross, you know,
I don't! Everyone keeps saying that to me!
You know what I'm saying?
Mike, everyone who's commented on that, and I said the same thing, the Ross or the TJ Maxx where you got that shirt.
Well,
and he's
Crowder,
like, I've never shopped there.
Crowder said the same thing. Like, yeah, you get it at Ross. And then we had Steve Berline on earlier, and Berline was like, yeah, I mean, sometimes at our age, you know, you want to go discount shopping. I'm like, I think I spent $40 on this shirt at Sports Authority.
Oh, okay, okay. So, yeah, but still, man, we have kids, and we know when you have kids, you know, sometimes we have to take discounts ourselves. So, you know, I'm with you on that.
He's got a $40 T-shirt on. What kind of discount did he get?
Hey, I'll tell you what, next time I come on, I'm going to wear my Everlast shirt.
That's what I'm talking about. How old are you, Mike? Do you say how old you are?
40.
40,
I'll be 40 in March.
All right, so I'm 45. So you and I are both a little bit older than Crowder. But I'm at a point, like, I've got a 10-year-old son. I've been married 17, 18 years. And I'm 45 years old. When I go shopping, I don't look to see what's cool or not. Like, it doesn't even register with me. Are you at that point yet?
I'm at that point. I mean, I still have to occasionally put on a nice suit, unlike you, but but for the most part, yeah, because I have twins, man. I got, you know, 4 little ones here. We're 4 all together here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, twins and then 2 little ones. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have – by the time they spend that money, the bulk of my salary cap,
right,
I'm on a veteran's minimum. You know?
Excellent. Well said. All right, Mike Wallace from ESPN. Thanks for making time for us, man.
Hey, no problem, man. You guys take care.
Always enjoy talking to Mike Wallace.
Love Mike Wallace.
That's so funny. He went to the same exact place that everyone
Ross.
Else has. So this looks like a discount shirt.
It just looks like the shirt that you find in, like, the sports apparel section at Ross.
Man,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever even been in
or Marshall's.
A Ross store.
Yeah,
like, I don't
Marshall's.
Think I've ever been in one.
Yeah.
All right, if you would like to win, that'll be my Christmas gift. If you would like to win Dolphins-Ravens tickets for this Sunday, make sure you're listening when we come back.